Hey moms, I'm here answering an awesome question from one of our Elite Competitor Society moms, Lene. She says, my child has a hard outside hit. We're talking volleyball here. Lately though, she's been letting up. I asked her why. Her answer was she's afraid of being blocked. Now I understand there are strategies and you can't always get the kill. How can we teach them to not be afraid and to count on your teammates to have your back if you're blocked? Now, Lene, I think this is an awesome question because I know that so many parents have seen this in their daughters, right? It's this idea that they make a mistake and then they hesitate. Like they're a little shy to want to try again, or, you know, they're just afraid that they're going to make that same mistake. So they pull back instead of being aggressive or trying again or trying something different. Instead, their solution is I'm going to pull back because I don't want that same thing to happen. So I so appreciate this question coming from such a great place because it's so tangible. This is what you probably see almost every weekend. And so I'm actually going to just talk about one specific strategy that I find pretty useful in a situation like this. It is just one part of what we teach moms inside our program. And that is asking good questions. I like that you were asking. You're like, I asked her why. I've noticed that you're pulling back. Why is that? And your daughter was able to articulate that she is afraid. She told you what was going on. And anytime that our athletes are letting fear drive the car or run the show, then they are going to be hesitant and they're going to pull back. And so I think it's very great that she shared this with you. And so validate and say, first of all, thank you for sharing this with me. I can see how you would feel that way. You know, you don't want to make the same mistake again. That makes a lot of sense. The next thing that you can do to get her brain to think beyond, I just don't want this to happen again, is asking something like, what else could you try? Or have you tried something else? And get her brain, even if she doesn't come up with an answer right in that moment, our brain likes to solve problems. And when we ask our brain questions, it is primed to find the answers. And so right now, your daughter potentially is just thinking, I don't want to be blocked. I don't like this feeling. I get shut down. Point goes to the other team. Game, set, match, over, whatever. So I don't want that to happen. Her brain might not be open to the possibility that she has a lot of other options. And so just asking that question of, what else have you tried? What else could you do in that situation? And have her brain kind of think of the answers, then we can start to see those possibilities show up. And, you know, some answers, I am a volleyball coach, so obviously I'm like, well, you could tool the block, you can roll shot, you can tip deep line, you know, you can still swing away, but swing a little higher. You can swing away and trust that your teammates are back there. And I know that was the other part of your question. But even without like spoon feeding her those answers, just getting her to think outside of where she is currently is actually enabling her with a skill. And that is what we're trying to do with our athletes. We're not just trying to spoon feed them answers. We're not trying to just fix it, put a bandaid on it, tell her exactly what to do and just go be a robot and do it. We're trying to equip them with critical thinking skills. We're equipping them with tools that they can learn in those moments. We're equipping them with strategies and ways that they can move through things on the course. When she's out there and she's like, dang, I just got blocked. Now, instead of thinking like, why did I do that? I'm never going to swing again. She's now thinking, what else could I do? Right? And now her brain is primed to find the answers. And so she can potentially look at the court a little differently. Maybe she can tell her setter that she's going to go for a different set. Like, you know, we're just trying to move in that direction of being a problem solver. So I would try that, you know, especially because it sounds like you have an open line of communication with your daughter. She's sharing with you. And so just asking that question to open up, like, what else could you try? Like, yeah, that I wouldn't want to be blocked either. What other options do you have? And just have her brainstorm. And again, even if she can't think of a ton as she's sitting right there, that's okay. Remember, we're trying to build this skill, being a problem solver, being a critical thinker, being equipped with strategies so that when she's out there and struggling, she's falling back on thinking things like, what else could I do instead of I don't ever want to feel this again, so I'm just going to let up, and she's going to make more mistakes doing that anyways. So I hope this was helpful. Again, this is just like one small piece of some things that we teach moms of athletes going through our program as they're supporting their daughters as they're navigating these very simple, not simple, but very normal things that are happening in their sports. And so I encourage you to try this one. You know, our brain is primed to find answers for us. So if we ask good questions, we're going to equip our daughters to find good answers for themselves. So I hope this was helpful. Remember, moms, your daughter's mental game is her biggest competitive advantage.
Thanks so much for listening, moms. Now, don't forget to head over to trainhergame.com to check out that free training for sports mom. This is the training where we break down exactly what you can say and do to help your daughter come back from those mistakes, release the pressure, flip her negative mindset so that she can stop being overly critical of herself and play to her potential. Let's ditch this not knowing what to say dilemma for good and start getting your daughter to believe in herself as much as you do. Now, that's at trainhergame.com. Go ahead and go there to choose your date and time, and I'll see you there.